आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। फर्स्ट ऑल पार्टी डेलीगेशन आउट ऑफ 7 सेट अप फॉर इंडियाज डिप्लोमैटिक आउटरीच ऑन ऑपरेशन सिंदूर टू लीव फॉर 4 कंट्रीज टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड जर्मन चांसलर फ्रेडरिक मर्ट्ज़ reiterate their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms. Delhi government to provide 30,000 rupees as subsidy for installing 3 kilowatt rooftop solar panels. Madhya Pradesh government to develop Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Jabalpur and Gwalior as metropolitan areas to speed up their development. US President Donald Trump unveils $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense shield for United States. And in shooting, India's Adrian Karmakar bagged silver medal at ISSF Junior World Cup in Suhl, Germany. The first all-party delegation out of the 7 set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart today for 4 countries. The delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. 2 delegations led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha and DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi will leave tomorrow. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri yesterday briefed the members of the 3 delegations at the Parliament House in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Shrikant Shinde said his delegation was briefed about past terror attacks in India and how Pakistan has been promoting cross-border terrorism in the country.
जिस जिस देश में हम लोग जा रहे हैं, किस प्रकार से भारत का पक्ष वहाँ पर रखना है, और जिस तरीके से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से लड़ता है, जिस तरीके से पाकिस्तान भारत पर हमले करता है, टेररिज्म को बढ़ावा देने का काम कर रहा है, अलग अलग टेररिस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को पनाह देने का काम कर रहा है, पाकिस्तान जिस प्रकार से ये कारनामे इतने सालों तक कर रहा है, वो पूरे दुनिया को भी पता होना बहुत जरूरी है।
Leader of another delegation, Sanjay Jha, said during their visit to 5 nations, they will highlight Pakistan's decades of sponsorship of terrorism in India and how terror incidents in other countries have been traced to Pakistan. He said India has set up a new normal in its action against terrorism.
9 जो टारगेट्स थे पाकिस्तान में, जहां से जैसे मोहम्मद लश्कर ए तैयबा का मेन हेडक्वार्टर था, उसको डिमोलिश किया, डीप इनसाइड बहावलपुर तक जाकर के टेररिस्ट कैंप को खत्म किया। जहां हम लोग जा रहे हैं ये बता कि पूरा दुनिया में जहां आतंकवाद होता है, उसका जो रूट है वो पाकिस्तान, पूरा वहां की सरकार और वहां का आर्मी वहां पर इन्वॉल्व है।
वी हैव अ रिपोर्ट फ्रॉम आवर कॉरेस्पोंडेंट।
After befitting reply to Pakistan aggression with the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor launched in the wake of dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, India will kick-start its diplomatic outreach to further expose Pakistan, which has been promoting terrorism as its state policy. Out of the 7 multi-party delegation formed to reach out to the International Committee on Pakistan, nefarious design and India's successful anti-terror operation, first will embark for a 4-nation tour of UAE and West African countries. Another 6 delegation will also begin their tour in the coming days. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries till 5th of next month to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with German Chancellor Frederick Merz yesterday and exchanged views on regional and global developments, asserting the 2 countries stand united in the fight against terrorism. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said that during the telephone conversation, the 2 leaders reiterated their shared commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he spoke to Chancellor Frederick Merz and congratulated him on assuming office and reaffirmed our commitment to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Germany. External Affairs Ministry said both leaders noted the positive contribution made by the Indian diaspora in Germany. Prime Minister Modi also invited Chancellor Merz to visit India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed his gratitude for Denmark's solidarity in the fight against terrorism and for the warm reception he received upon his arrival in the Nordic country yesterday. He was received by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, and key discussions focused on advancing the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership. This underscored both nations' commitment to deepening bilateral cooperation and addressing global challenges. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Major Hoshiar Singh.
Born in Haryana, Major Hoshiar Singh was commissioned in the 3rd Grenadiers Regiment in June 1963. During Indo-Pak War in 1971, the battalion was assigned the task of establishing a bridgehead across the Basantar River, which was covered with deep minefields on both sides and protected by well-fortified defenses by the enemy. Major Singh was the commanding officer of the C Company, which was instructed to capture the locality of Jatpal, held under Pakistani control. The company came under intense shelling and crossfire from medium machine guns. Major Hoshiar Singh led his troops and engaged in a fierce hand-to-hand fight. Despite heavy bombardment and tank fire, he went from trench to trench, motivating his troops. Inspired by his courage and leadership, his company countered all the attacks and brought on heavy casualties on the enemy. On 17th December 1971, the enemy made yet another attack with the battalion backed by heavy artillery fire. Major Hoshiar Singh was seriously wounded by the enemy fire, but unflinching, he went from trench to trench, motivating his men. As he was encouraging his men, an enemy shell landed near the medium machine gun post, injuring the crew. Major Hoshiar Singh, realizing the importance of machine gun fire, immediately rushed to the machine gun pit and, though seriously wounded himself, manned the machine gun, inflicting heavy casualties on the enemy. The attack was successfully combated and the enemy retreated, leaving behind 85 dead, including their commanding officer. Major Hoshiar Singh was awarded Paramveer Chakra for his absolute bravery and steadfast devotion in the line of duty. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The beating retreat ceremony at the Attari Wagha Joint Checkpost will open for general public from today evening. Our correspondent reports that the ceremony resumed yesterday, but it was only for the media.
Beating retreat ceremony at two other border posts, Husseniwala in Firozpur and Satki in Fazilka, will also open for public from today. The ceremonial parade was stopped on May 8th in view of the India's Operation Sindoor. However, after the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd, changes have been made in this drill as per necessary security measures. Previously, the gates at the border were opened and the parade was conducted as a joint drill. Now, the gates will remain closed during the parade and there will be no handshakes during drill. Also, there will be no exchange of sweets or gifts on any occasion. The retreat ceremony is a poignant emblem of national security and patriotism, featuring the traditional flag-lowering ritual. With Rajesh Pali from Jalandhar, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Delhi Cabinet has approved a subsidy of 30,000 rupees for installing 3-kilowatt rooftop solar panels. This decision was taken at a Cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday. She said that this decision is supplementing the central government's 78,000 rupees subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana. Mrs. Gupta informed that the government has also launched a dust control plan to combat air pollution. Madhya Pradesh government has approved a proposal for a law to develop Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Jabalpur and Gwalior as metropolitan areas to speed up their development. The proposal for the Madhya Pradesh Metropolitan Area Planning and Development Act 2025 was approved in the cabinet meeting held at the historic Rajbada Palace in Indore. The cabinet decided to form metropolitan authorities for planned development around the five major cities of the state. Two metropolitan development authorities will be formed in the first phase. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav said these authorities will prepare and implement integrated development plans tailored to the geographic and economic needs of each metropolitan area. US President Donald Trump has announced $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense shield for the United States. He's also named US Space Force General Michael Guetlian to head the ambitious program aimed at blocking threats from China and Russia. We have a report.
Addressing a press conference at White House last night, Trump said, Golden Dome will protect the U.S. from long-range missiles, including those launched from space or other continents, and will integrate with current defense systems.
Today I'm pleased to announce that we have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors.
The initiative is inspired by Israel's Iron Dome, but will be much larger. Golden Dome aims to create a network of satellites to detect, track, and potentially intercept incoming missiles. The shield could deploy hundreds of satellites for missile detection and tracking. U.S. President said the project would be completed by the end of his term in January 2029, but industry experts are less certain of that time frame and the cost. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In shooting, India's Adrian Karmakar opened the country's medal account with a silver in the 50-meter rifle prone event at the ISF Junior World Cup in Suhl, Germany yesterday. We have more from our sports desk.
The 20-year-old Adrian Karmakar shot a score of 620.7, just 0.3 points behind Sweden's Jesper Jonsson, who won gold. Adrian, who has earlier represented India Juniors at the World Championships but never in a World Cup, shot confidently and was one of the earliest participants to finish. Adrian's performance also set a new junior national record in the event. Moving on to IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 188 runs, Rajasthan Royals reached the milestone in just 17.1 overs with a loss of 4 wickets. For Rajasthan Royals, teen sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi made a blistering 57 runs off 33 balls. Sanju Samson also contributed 41 runs. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings made 187 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will face Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. With Mayur Jain's report, Manik Sharma, News Desk.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal and ghat areas of Karnataka today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is likely to prevail in Andhra Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand as well. The IMD predicted rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh till the 26th of this month. The Met Department added that similar conditions are likely to prevail over northeast and southern India for the next 7 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Most papers lead with the story of the first of the 7 multi-party delegation travelling to international destinations to highlight Pakistan's decades-long promotion of terrorism. The Asian Age headlines, Misri briefs 3 MPs teams about message to world against Pak. The Tribune headlines that expose Pak, first team leaves for UAE today. While the Indian Express says, countering Pak, exposing its terror, India's Indostan teams fan out. All the newspapers have covered on their front page the passing away of renowned astrophysicist Jayant Narlekar. The Times of India headline, astrophysicist who reached for stars brought them closer to us. PM chairs meet to give tourism push after Pahalgam hit is a front page story in the Statesman. Also lauds India's health model at WHO meet adds the paper. And finally, North India turns to sauna, reports the Times of India on its front page, as high temperatures coupled with extreme humidity makes real feel heat rising to nearly 50 degrees Celsius in capital. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First all-party delegation out of 7 set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor to leave for 4 countries today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz reiterate their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms. Delhi government to provide 30,000 rupees as subsidy for installing 3 kilowatt rooftop solar panels. Madhya Pradesh government to develop Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Jabalpur and Gwalior as metropolitan areas to speed up their development. US President Donald Trump unveils $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense shield for the United States. And in shooting, India's Adrian Karmakar bags silver medal at ISSF Junior World Cup in Suhl, Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.